last week, we dove into the chase, the first part, into Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Let's read that together real quick. Y'all ready? But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Come on, we talked about the first, seek first the kingdom of God and what that looks like. How we see so many times where we have people that say, yeah, I put God first, but then their lives really don't reflect it. We talked about what this practical application of this really looks like. It's putting God first in every area. It's seeking God with our family, seeking God with our spouses, with our kids, with our jobs. It's seeking God first because God's called us to minister everywhere we go. The moment you received Christ as your Lord and Savior, as you invited him into your life, you became an ambassador of Christ. His DNA was put inside you. Come on. You became the light in this world. And so immediately you became a minister of the gospel. You don't have to have a license. That's what we've been talking about, to be a minister. We're ministers everywhere we go. We're ministers at the grocery store. We're ministers at the restaurants, everywhere we go. Seek first the kingdom of God. Now, I want to talk to you about the second part, though, today. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, you would think the kingdom of God, that's kind of an all-inclusive thing, right? Like, that's kind of his righteousness kind of fits underneath that, right? So why would there be a separate thing? Why would it be the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Because it's absolutely vital that we seek his righteousness too. Oh, we're going to talk about that. So let's see what the word of God says about God's righteousness. First off, let's look at the word righteousness. The word righteousness is the word right. It's a two-part word. The word right indicates moral correctness, while the suffix us means to have the nature of. So when you combine the two together, you get a simple definition: to have a nature of moral correctness. It's his attribute of God. It's the righteousness of God. It's the holiness of God. It's the just of God. Come on, he's a just God. He's a merciful God. He's a forgiving God.
Amen.
Amen. And we look at the scripture from start to finish, from the very beginning of the Bible to the very end, we see God's righteousness oozing out in the scriptures.
Yes.
It's everywhere. And I just want to take a glimpse through God's word, just for a few minutes, stay with me, just some examples of God's righteousness.
Okay.
How he revealed that in scripture. You guys ready? So Abraham, in Genesis chapter 17, God tells Abraham, I am going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And so Adam goes and pleads God, says, God, if there's 50 righteous, will you save Sodom and Gomorrah? God says, yeah, I'll save Sodom and Gomorrah. And he says, if 40, if 30, goes all the way down to 10, if there's 10, would you save Sodom and Gomorrah? Would you save the city? And God's like, yeah. But God already knew there wasn't even 10 righteous. It was just Lot, his wife, and the two daughters. What happened is, well, he ushered the family out. We understand Lot's wife was disobedient. She turned back and looked. God told him not to look back, right? Lot's wife turns back, looks back, turns into a pillar of salt. We understand that. But God's righteousness is revealed there because he was said, yeah, I'm willing. But there's not that many righteous there. And in righteousness of God, his judgment fell on Sodom and Gomorrah, right? Okay, that's God's righteousness. Then you look at look at Noah. He had 120 something years that he was building this ark. He was doing this work that God's called him to do, being obedient to it. So for 120 years, he had given people opportunity to turn from their wicked ways. Right, Noah preaching, trying to get people. God gave him so much time, and not one. It's God's righteousness, his grace. Come on, buddy, he's a just God. And he did do exactly what he said he was going to do. He shut the doors of the ark. And he did wipe out the sin in this world, right? Yes. It's God's righteousness. And then we look into the New Testament. God's righteousness being revealed. I love the story with the adulterous woman. The Pharisees come in and throw this woman at Jesus' feet. And they're saying, well, she was caught in adultery, so we're supposed to stone her. What does Jesus do? He goes down and he begins to write on the sand and gets up and says, whoever has no sin, cast the first stone. And well, they begin to drop their stones and they all walk out. And here's what Jesus' response to this woman says, verse 10 of John chapter 8. Says, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? And her response says, no, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you. Jesus declared, go now and leave your life of sin. Now, see, he didn't come back and say, now, here's the thing. Yeah, you were a sinner, and yes, you were messed up, and you were caught, and you were in this problem and this and that. He just said, go and sin no more. It's the righteousness of God. It's beautiful. I love that. He didn't put emphasis on the mess up. He just said, okay, just go and sin no more. Now, that's a beautiful example of God's righteousness. And then we have another. And then you have the most epic moment in the Word of God. The best example in the whole entire Word of God of God's righteousness displayed on the cross.
Yes, amen.
That's incredible. Amen. But there's stories. That's not just what Jesus did by being the sacrifice, but look what happened with the thief on the cross. It's God's righteousness being revealed. Exactly. See, one of the thieves who were on the cross was making fun and said, well, if you were really the king of the Jews, you should be able to get off this cross. The other thief looking across and says, yeah, no, we're thieves. We deserve this. We deserve this. And here's what one of the responses was in verse 40 of Luke chapter 23. I'm kind of going through this. Luke chapter 23, verse 40 says, don't you fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation. This is the thief talking. In verse 40 says, he said, we deserve this, but this guy doesn't. Verse 42, he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Verse 43, and Jesus said to him, surely I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise. I love that. He said, remember me. And then it's God's righteousness, his holiness, his love. He didn't tell the guy, okay, here's what you got to do. You got to say 7 Hail Marys. Here's what I need you to do. Make sure you go yell at your wife to go pay some tithes, okay? He said he didn't say any of that. He didn't say, okay, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to say the Lord's Prayer. Okay, you need to invite me into your heart. Repeat these words after me. He just said, surely today you're going to be with me in paradise. That's God's righteousness. I love that. It's his holiness. It's love for us. It's his compassion for us, man. It's beautiful. And it's displayed throughout the whole Word of God, his righteousness being revealed over and over and over again. And I love, well, obviously we love what he did on the cross for us. It just draws us in that, man. Thinking about how Jesus sacrificed. He became the ultimate sacrifice. And 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. God became sin on, Jesus became sin on that cross for us. He bore the shame, the sin, everything on that cross. That's the righteousness of God. Oh man, I love it when I begin to think about God's righteousness, his holiness, and what he's done for us. Oh man, it just draws me. It gets my heartstrings, guys. And it should all of us. Yes. How he sacrificed. How he shed his blood for each and every one of us.
Hallelujah.
That's incredible. That's amazing. When you think it and you just go in the depth of what he did for us. Oh, he became sin. He became for us. He bore our shame. It's incredible. It's awesome. You just think about that, and it's so beautiful. It's a hard thing to think about in the sense of the sacrifice. But wow, he did that for me. It's incredible. That's the righteousness of God. I love it. I love it. See, what I want to look at, though, is this. Put that scripture back up here again. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So we kind of gave you an overview, kind of just a quick glance at God's righteousness. Okay? But why the emphasis? Can I tell you? Can I talk to you just a few minutes about that? Can I tell you, you know, we have certain things in our lives that we long for. We enjoy, right? Man, there's things in our lives that bring us excitement, right? That we look forward to experiencing. I'm not talking spiritual things. I'm talking just this and just enjoying things that God has put around us, right? Okay, there's things that we long for, we enjoy, we look forward to. We look forward to coming home. We look forward to experiencing and seeing. And there's things that we go out of our way to see, right? You know, Brother Tony's like, yeah, I go home. I'm excited about getting home to my honey. I look forward to that. That brings me joy, right, brother? Come on. That's it, brother. That's it. Brings me joy, right? I have some things that bring me joy. Now, these, there's some joys that I have. They're not yours. They're mine. So don't be judging me when I'm going to share what brings me joy, okay? Don't be judging me with family here, right? But I got to bring this to, so I can bring this point home, okay? There's things in our lives that we get move out of our way to experience because they bring us joy. We move out of our way to, because we want to experience it. And I would even almost say there's an emotional draw that we get. When we experience this, maybe our hearts go a little pitter patter. I've got something that does that to me. And it's a small thing, but I go out of my way to experience it. And I make a point. I purposely, intently, okay, go out of my way to make sure I see what's going on with this thing, okay? It's a little small thing. It's about that big. So when I go to the grocery store, this little bitty thing, Brother Tony, don't be judging me. It's a little bitty thing. It says new. On the Bluebell carton. Glory. I want to see what's going on, what the new flavor is. Y'all don't be judging me. I'm just being real. I go out there. Y'all don't even. Y'all, so I'm going to go in there. I will make a beeline to go. I will make a point. We're going to go down the ice cream aisle because I want to see what the new flavor is of Bluebell. Y'all do the same thing. Don't be yelling at me. I'll open the door. I won't even look through the glass. I'll get it all frosty for the next person where they can't see. I don't care. And I get a little excited. I want to see what is in it. I want to see the flavor. Now, I may not be buying it, but I'm going to get in there and see what's going on. Y'all don't believe me. I don't. I don't have a whole lot of ice cream in my house. I don't. I really don't. And so, but I do. I enjoy looking at what's the new thing. I'm just being real. It's something that just brings me a little joy. It's the little things in life. I love it. I love riding around with Brother John. Oh, John's like, don't be bringing me into your messages. I love riding around with Brother John. You know, because you know what Brother John loves? He loves old cars. He becomes like a kid in a candy store. He gets excited about them old cars. And he'll point them out to me every time. Oh, man, that's a 1967 Big block 50123C58 engine in it. It's got this transmission in it with umpteen gears in it. It's got this bumper from this year. But the year before, it didn't have that year. It didn't have that bumper. But then the year after that, they messed it all up. They put a small, tells me all about it. I don't care. It ain't my thing. But it brings Brother John some joy. It does. Just like my little new flavor of bluebell don't really mean a whole lot to you guys, but it means a lot to me. But we have these things in our lives that we long to enjoy, and we look for them. I love it, man. Come on, man. When I saw my honey, I was looking. I'm not even going to lie. I was a teenager and I was at a youth service. And when I saw Amber, I had no idea what was happening in the service. I was gone. My attention was on her. Woo! So guess what I did? I started seeking her out. I wanted to know about her. And so I did. And she saw me and she was like, "Oh, I want me some Brandon too." What? And so we begin this pursuit in our relationship. We saw this beginning. I found her attractive and she found me attractive. And we said, "Okay, Lord, is this what you're supposed to do here? Is this what's going to happen?" Well, after several breakups and lots of issues and dramas, I finally talked her into marrying me. That's truth. It's a lot of breakups. But here we are now 20 years, almost 20 years. October 8th, we celebrate 20 years. Yes. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's a big feat. Her putting up with me. It's incredible. It is. It's a beautiful thing, though, because here's the thing. In this relationship that started out with a surface thing, me and her both began to pursue, to find out about each other. And in that pursuit of finding out about each other, we began to fall in love with each other. And see, the more we begin to find out about each other and fall in love with each other, we wanted to know even more about each other. Amen. See, the reason I believe God is saying, "I need you to seek my righteousness." Come on, Ruth, go ahead. The reason why I want you to seek my righteousness and why it's so important to seek my righteousness is because when we do, we begin to discover His goodness. We begin to discover how incredible God is. And see, the thing is when we begin to discover how good God is, we begin to fall in love with Him. And so as we begin to fall in love with Him, come on, we find out we just want to know more. And see, the more we find out about God, the more we fall in love with Him. And did you know the more we fall in love with God, the more we get to know Him. And the more we get to know Him, the more we get to fall in love with Him over and over and over again. Oh, it's incredible. When we begin to seek His righteousness, seek who He is, what He's done, His grace, His holiness, man, it makes my heart pitter-patter. It gets me twitter-pated. Come on. when I hear about what God did on the cross for me, how He shed His blood for me, how while I was yet a sinner, He did that for me. Oh, I can't help but fall in love with Him more. That's why I say seek His righteousness first. Because here's the thing. What does that verse say at the very end of that? It says, because all these things shall be added to you. Because let me drop this down. Because the verse right after that and before that is talking about worry. Worrying about this and worrying about that. Because here, let me explain this to you here. See, the more we discover God, the more we seeking purposely, seeking His righteousness, the more we're purposely seeking who God is, the more we're falling in love with Him, the more we're getting to know Him. The more we're getting to know Him, the more we're falling in love with Him. So that means we're going deeper in our relationship with the Father. See, when we begin to think about what God is and who He is and what He's done for me, I can't help but want to go deeper. How He pulled me out of the miry clay. How He pulled me from addiction. How He saved me. Come on, amen. Amen. We process this. Because see, the more we do that, we really process. And we're seeking His righteousness. We're seeking who He is. The more we realize who He is. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He is everything in our lives. He can be if we let Him. It says, don't worry. The next verse after this one, it says, don't worry about tomorrow. See, when we begin to think about God's righteousness, we realize how big our God is. How good our God is. How powerful our God is. And so we begin to realize God's got my tomorrow. We stop worrying about these things and we begin to do what God's called us to do. Be the righteousness of God, being who He's called us to be with our families, not worrying about everything, just knowing God's got us. We begin to walk and do what God's called us to do. And not worrying about the things of this world. We get so caught up with life. We get so distracted by issues. God is saying, don't worry about tomorrow. But we still worry about tomorrow. We still think about it. But the Word says, don't. See, the more we seek God, the more we seek His kingdom and His righteousness, the more we fall in love with Him, the more we get to know Him, and the more we get to know Him, the more we fall in love with Him, the more we get to go, and it goes on and on. Because and then the more deeper of the relationship we go, the longing starts happening even more. See, we long because the more we're doing this and the finding out who He is in God's Word, it becomes a longing. We long for what's in the Scriptures. Coming to church isn't a pain anymore. We long to get to church. You long to get in the presence of Jehovah. Hallelujah. That's why He says, seek My righteousness. Because He wants you to know who He is and what He's done. Because that He gives us everything. All these things will be added to you. Hope is added to you. Peace is added to you. Assurity is added to you. And see, the thing is each one of us are called to ministry. Minister to our families. And the enemy wants us worried. Miss Norte, he wants us worried about things. He wants our attention everywhere else but Him. Hallelujah. That's why this word is so important, that we understand what this scripture is telling us to do. Seek first the kingdom of God in every aspect of our lives, and His righteousness. Because when we really begin to search out His righteousness, we begin to find out who He is. Oh man. Our walk begins to be a run. You want to go deeper in your faith? You want to and desire to be used by God? Each one of you in this room has a calling of God on your life. You may not be called to pastor a church. You may be. You may not be called to do exactly what Miss North does, leading worship. But God's got a call on your life. A purpose for you on this planet while you are breathing breath. While you are able to breathe air and put in oxygen into your body. You have a purpose. You have a purpose. And He's wanting you to dive into that purpose. See, I'm telling you, the more we seek Him, the more we find out who He is and how incredible our God is, how He loves us unconditionally. We begin to understand His grace, Brother Tony. Yeah, sure, we all deal with things. We all are walking through things that we are working through, situations, emotions, problems. We all have them. Some of you may be dealing with an addiction. You may be dealing with whatever. Fear. You have a fear problem. Nowhere in the Word of God does it say for us to focus on these problems. Doesn't say seek first your problems. Jesus didn't go and tell that woman with that was caught in the old tree. He didn't say, yeah, woman, I can't believe you. Look at your problems. Here's what we need to do. Here's your 7 steps. See, the thing is in our walk with the Father, when we actually grab a hold of this text, what this text is saying, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We begin to dive in and find out who He is. We begin to find out who He is. We find out who He is. We find out what God's done. Our eyes are open. We're chewing on what He did for us and how He pulled us out of the mess. How He saved us. How He's walked me through 20 years of marriage. How He has saved my marriage more than once. I'm so thankful. Because when I think about what He's done for me, I can't help but want to know Him more. To long, to go out of my way. Don't care what anybody else is thinking, I'm going to go out of my way to seek Him. I'm going to go out of my way to find out who He is. I'm so drawn to Him because of His goodness. When we do this, when we're seeking God's face, when we're going after the King of Kings, we're finding out who He is. See, what happens is, I have heard so many times people say, I just want to go deeper and I want to be used by God. Well, I am telling you how to go deeper. This word tells us how to go deeper. This word tells us what to do. Seek Him first. Seek His righteousness. Because when we do that, our walk begins to run. We begin to desire Him. It becomes a chase. Put the other one up. It becomes a chase. Our heart's desire is to chase after the King. When we seek Him first, in every area of our lives. Man, our desire becomes, His desire becomes our desire. Our fleshly things get moved out of the way. I hope you're hearing me today. Amen. Man, I hope you're hearing me today. Word of God says, seek first. Put Him first in every area of our lives, right? And His righteousness. Find out about His righteousness. Study His righteousness. Seek His righteousness. Process His goodness. Because I'm telling you, the more we do that, the more we fall in love of with God. We find out more about who He is. I keep saying that, but I need somebody in this room to hear it. So when we find out more about who He is, the more we fall in love with Him. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet today. How we coming, Michelle? We good? Hallelujah. I asked Michelle to minister with her gift. I want you to turn that thing around. And when I asked her, I told her what my message was in her heart. That's the vision that God gave her. Was us reaching out to God. That's righteousness right there. That's us seeking righteousness. Our hand reaching out to what He did on the cross. Reaching out to the cross. When I asked Jennifer, I said, I want to share a word about the chase. Immediately she said, I know what I'm doing. I got it. I didn't even have to tell her. This is it. This is what she came up with. This is what the Lord showed her. That's what it should be looking like. That's what our relationship should be looking like. This is what our relationship should be looking like. The Word of God doesn't say that when we give our lives to Christ, it's a once and done thing. The Bible tells us to remain in Him. To wait. To wait upon the Lord. To remain, to follow Him, to fear Him. And final thought is this, as I want to share this. Our faith isn't built on the back of fear of hell. It shouldn't. Hell is real. And that is a consequence. But God didn't create hell for us. But rather the cornerstone of God's righteousness. That's what our faith is built on. Is what He did on the cross for us. We are righteous through Him. We are holy through Him and what He did on the cross. Only through what He did on the cross. And the more we realize that, the more we seek Him in this area and realizing the depth of what He did on the cross, we find ourselves chasing after Him in every area of our lives. Because while we are doing here, listen, I say this a lot, but I need somebody to hear this. While we're doing this, while we are chasing God, and seeking Him first in His righteousness. You know what He's doing? While we're focusing in on Him, He's working on us. He's working on us. The enemy wants us to focus on Him. Focus on the problems. Focus on the words. But my Bible tells me to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Church, hear me. We are in a day, in a season, in a time that this world needs God more today than ever before. Your family needs God more than ever today. The enemy is sneaking around, trying to connive and sneak, deceive. It is absolutely vital. Come on, parents. Absolutely vital that we're putting God first because our family needs it. Yeah. Amen. 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 I want our ministry team to come up here today. I want to chase after God. I want you to be chasing after God. That's what this, the heart of this message, these two messages is about, is us chasing God with every fiber of our being. Hungering and thirsting for righteousness. What does the word say? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. See, when we're seeking God's face, we're going after His righteousness. He takes care of us. He provides for us. So stop worrying about tomorrow. Be in today. God's got opportunities for you today to share the love of Christ. Yes. To be who God's called you to be. But you've got to have your focus on Him. Come on. And I'm telling you, the more we do it, the more we focus on Him, the more we find out about who He is. And the more we find out about who He is, the more we fall in love with Him. And the more we fall in love with Him, we just want to get to know more about Him. Come on. Hallelujah. That's the way it is with my wife. I'm telling you, I love dating her. I want to know her more and more and more, and I fall in love with her more and more. And that's just the exact same way with our King. The more we seek Him, the more we fall in love with Him. Date God. Hallelujah. Man, that's good. Hallelujah. Father, we love You. Father, we need You. There's so much in this world that the enemy tries to bring to us about worrying about this and that. God, but Your word is so clear. When we seek You first and Your righteousness and Your holiness and Your goodness and Your grace, Your forgiveness, Your love, Your compassion, God. God, it just draws me closer to You. God, You fill our hearts, because that's what Your word says. They shall be filled, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. God, I want my journey, I want it to be a chasing after You, God. Hallelujah. If you've been hearing this message and it's been tugging at your heart, you feel your walk right now, you feel like your journey is slowed down tremendously. Today, God wants to turn your slowing down to speeding up. He wants to speed you up today. I love that. Turn your walk into a run. Till your heart is chasing after Him. If that's you, would you be bold? Say, yeah, I need it. I need that. Would you come down here? We want to pray for you. If you've been struggling in this area, you've been focusing, you have your attention on the worries of this and that, man, we want to pray for you. We'll take some time. We're not in a hurry. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. I want to pray for this body. Lord, right now, God, I thank You for Your word. God, that we chase after You, God, that You tug on our hearts to chase after You, God. And God, that as we're seeking Your face in every area of our lives, God, as we're putting You first, and we're seeking Your righteousness, God, we're finding out more of who You are, Lord. Lord, we're getting that in us. Getting more and more excited about who You are and going after You, Father, and what Your will is for our lives, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the ministry that's in this place. Lord, as ministers in this room, we've been hearing your word, God. Lord, I pray that we seek you more fervently than ever, God. We seek your kingdom. We seek your righteousness, God. Because we want to be used by you. We want to go deeper in you, God. Higher heights and deeper depths, Lord. This is how your word says for us to do it. And we thank you for it, God. Thank you for the direction, God, that we're seeking you, God. That our desire, that we long, and we get excited every time we hear about you. We get excited about every time we hear a testimony. Every time we hear your word and we read it anywhere, God, we get excited. I thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I want to encourage each and every one of you, chase after God. Be a God chaser. Chase after him with every fiber of your being. When we actually obedient to this word, this scripture, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, I'm telling you, your walk will begin to run, become a run. You're going to be longing to get into the God's word and going deeper. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. God's good. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God has got ministry opportunities for you guys. He's got ministry opportunities this week. Look for him. Have your eyes open to them. Amen. Opportunities with your kids. Opportunities at work. Come on, Renee. We got ministry opportunities. Oh, man. God bless you guys. Thank y'all for coming, man. Be blessed. Have a wonderful week. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord.